This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hey, everybody. It is me, and today is a little bit different. I am a little bit different. I don't usually record these episodes first thing in the morning. This is absolutely the time of day that I have the most energy, so I probably ought to. And I didn't even intend to do this topic this week, but I was sitting working before my workout, and I thought, you know what? There's some stuff I want to say. And when I feel that way, it's super easy to communicate it with my coaching clients because I talk with them so regularly. And then I thought, you know what? I really want to share this with all of you guys. So this is a little bit of an Elizabeth Uncensored episode. Real talk, hard truths, a bit of, I don't know, maybe a little bit of tough love that I think if you are ready to hear it and receive it, I believe this can take you to the next level. Now, it's okay if you're not ready to hear it and receive it. And here's how you know if you're not ready. If you start to get defensive, you're just not ready. And that's cool because there's nothing to get defensive about here. There's nothing to take personally. There's nothing to be offended by. It is about being open to think, is any of this true for me? And if it is, can I do something differently to break through? I think naturally we have walls up, and naturally we think that everything is an attack, and we think that everything is taking something away from us or has the potential to take something away from us. And I want to say this, episode cannot do that unless you choose to allow it to. On the flip side, if you surrender your ego just for a few minutes, the 20 minutes or so that we'll be here together, and you surrender your ego and you say, what can I learn from this? How can I increase the chances that I'm going to reach my goal? How can I increase the chances that I'm going to sustain my progress? What in this is true for me? And if you're feeling a little bit sensitive today, that's cool. I have those days a lot. So just come back a different day. Maybe on a different day, you'll be more ready to receive this. But if you are ready to get out of your rut, get out of the back and forth and the frustration of two good days, two bad days, a good week, a bad week, I really think that this episode might be able to help you. I've been seeing a trend that I feel is primarily responsible for people not getting the results that they want. And I see this in emails that I get from you guys. I see this in comments and posts on social media. And I've even seen this with a couple of my coaching clients and individuals in my 90-day coaching group. And this trend that I'm seeing manifests itself or shows itself in a couple of different ways. Number one, three ways, I guess, I want to point out to you guys. Indignant inconsistency. So inconsistency is like, I'm going to intentionally do something that doesn't help me reach my goals. And all food choices are intentional, right? I mean, unless you are the rare person that like sleepwalks and eats and doesn't remember, when we are inconsistent, it is intentional to one degree or another. But the reason I call it indignant inconsistency is because it's a little bit like pouty. Like, I had a bad day and I deserve a cookie, right? And I'm not making fun of you because I do this too, right? Like, I'm upset and I'm lonely, so I want ice cream. Even though we know full well that it's not going to get us what we really want, and we're probably going to feel like crap about it later, but it's not, hey, this is a special occasion and I'm going to go to my favorite restaurant and have a dessert. It's like, today sucks and I suck, so I'm going to go get cookies, right? It's that indignant inconsistency. The other way that it manifests is comparison. So-and-so is doing the exact same thing that I'm doing, and they've lost 20 pounds and I haven't lost anything. Or they eat so much worse than I do, but they're so much smaller than I am, or they're so much more fit than I am, or whatever it is, this comparison. Or the third way that it manifests is just complete surrender. I'm done. Something's wrong with me. I give up. I quit. My body doesn't work. I'm done with this. I'm done with you. Whatever. And all of these roads lead to the same place. Giving up, giving in, and not reaching the goals you want to reach. Earlier this week, someone said to me, And listen, y'all can say whatever you want to me. You absolutely can. I mean, I might choose to turn it off, right? And just not hear it because it doesn't add to my life. But the reality is you can share your opinion just like I'm here sharing mine, right? So somebody said to me this week, you shouldn't tell people to eat foods they love. That is wrong and that is misleading. Beep, beep, time out. Are you not listening? You must not be. Because, I mean, I say eat foods you love and foods that love you back. And when I talk about my food rules, it's number one, eat foods I love that love me back. And number two, focus on fat, protein, fiber from veggies, right? So fiber from veggies, not fat and protein from veggies. So this individual was like, I love chocolate and I love French fries and I love alcohol. Okay, I love ice cream and I love Mexican food and I love cheese, but those things don't love me back. Hey, I love tequila. Tequila for sure doesn't love me back. And if you know me well, you have probably seen situations demonstrating that tequila doesn't love me back. So there's a difference here. And that is not what I mean. And I hope that the majority of you listening know that that's not what I mean, because really, if you love those things, the chocolate, the French fries, the alcohol, and they love you back, like you're happy after you eat them, you feel really amazing about yourself, you love the way your body looks, like kudos, congratulations, proceed, right? But I think that that's not the reality. So what really is a food you love that loves you back? I would imagine it probably falls into a different category. But beyond that, why are you looking outward in general? Why are you making your results or your lack of results about some piece of information that I said? Why aren't you looking at yourself? And I don't at all mean, why aren't you blaming yourself for your failure or your lack of progress? That's not what I mean at all, right? I'm saying, why get pouty and pissed off? Where does that get you? In fact, for most people, it leads them to make choices that are going to take them away from their goals. And beyond that, how is it working for you? Eating foods you don't love, right? So if I shouldn't say eat foods you love, how is eating foods you don't love working for you? And you might think, well, you know, when I did egg whites and chicken breast for 3 months, it was awesome. I lost all this weight. Okay, and then what? Right? I mean, let's like really look at the big picture. Let's not look at one slice or one piece of the puzzle and make all of these assumptions or, you know, draw all these conclusions from such a limited piece of information. Doesn't that approach, eating foods you don't love, make you want everything you feel like you can't have? When I get emails that people say, oh, I totally ate something. I broke the rules. I ate something I wasn't supposed to eat. Why? When we look at food that way, everything becomes super, super appealing. When we eat foods we don't love, then doesn't that make everything more tempting? Doesn't that often lead for most of us to overindulging? Yeah, it might work for a few days or a few weeks, but then what? The point of this is not to expend all this effort and time and energy and focus and willpower only to then undo all the work and then do it all over again, right? But that's what many of us spend our time doing. Instead, look at your results, look at your food choices, look at your fitness with curiosity, not judgment, just curiosity. Step back, suspend the emotion and think, okay, I'm not getting the results I think I should. So what needs to be changed? What is my body telling me here? And I have, this is just me personally, right? Not saying that this doesn't exist in the world, but in my experience, I have never done a consultation with a client or had a coaching client come to me and say, I'm doing everything perfectly and I'm not getting results, and I've agreed with them. Because here's the thing, if you aren't getting results, you aren't doing everything perfectly for your body. Now, sure, your meals might look super clean. You might be focusing on fats and protein and fiber, but maybe you're having a treat every night or most nights, or maybe you're consistently taking 5 to 10 bites off of your kid's plate every day. Guess what? You might not be able to do that and get results. Maybe you used to be able to. Great, fantastic, but you can't now. And how do I know? Your body told you. Your body told you. I had a client in this situation very frequently taking bites off of their kids' plates. And she said, I just have a hard time believing that these bites, these little things, it's just, you know, a spoonful here, a spoonful there. I have a really hard time believing that that has anything to do with my lack of progress. Okay, well, why do we even need to like talk about it or debate it? Why don't you just go a week without it and see? Like, find out. Why wonder? Like, nah, that can't possibly have anything to do with it. Okay, well, then stop for a week and see what happens. Don't like wonder if that's the case, right? Just see. Or if you feel like your evening treat or indulging a few times a week is clean enough, says who? For who? And what do you want more, right? I mean, if you want to indulge a few times a week, more than you want to reach your goals, that's totally fine. Honest to God, that's totally fine. No big deal. Just stop the insanity and own it and move on, right? But who said that your body, quote unquote, should respond to a certain thing after a certain amount of time? Where do those expectations come from? Well, I lost X amount of weight doing Y 7 years ago. Okay, and then what happened? Well, I gained it all back. Okay, so why are we using that as a comparison? It didn't work, right? It didn't work. And you cannot say, well, it's pretty clean. It should be getting results. It would have got me results in the past. All right, fine. It's not now. So what are we going to do differently? I don't know how many of you are familiar with Gary Vaynerchuk. He is an author. He wrote Jab, 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 Right Hook. He's a businessman, founder of Wine Library TV and VaynerMedia. And he wrote an interesting post, and I want to share some of it with you. And it's about business, and it's called How to Be an Overnight Success. But the parallels between this and fat loss were so significant. And even for me, just based on the inquiries he gets from people about business versus the inquiries I get from people about weight loss and fat loss, the parallels were amazing to me. So I want to read some of this to you. He says, people come up to me ready to give up, right? He says, they want me to convince them to stick it out. Oftentimes, they've been at it for 8 or 9 months. Or maybe they want me to validate that their instinct is correct, that they should quit. But that's not what I'm going to tell them. Because in the grand scheme of things, 8 or 9 months is nothing. Even a year is nothing. Nothing happens overnight. When people tell me I'm lucky, and this is Gary, when people tell me I'm lucky that I've had so much luck, I get so frustrated. Luck has nothing to do with it. I worked weekends and holidays every day starting at 14 years old to make this happen. I bet so many people reading this are not happy because they aren't getting what they want in life. They're expecting it too quickly and they want all of their dreams to come true today. But they fail to comprehend what actually goes into achieving that. So when I get those emails that say they're not sure if they can make it because it's been a few months or even 2 years, I am shocked. If you want it to be the rest of your life, if you want it to last forever, then it's going to take a lot more time than that. You should be trying for that moment for the rest of your life. It takes tons and tons of work. And I couldn't agree with that more. I think it's so true. I get these emails saying, you're my last hope. I just want to give up. And I have some clients that talk about it this way too. It's been 6 weeks. It's been 10 weeks. I'm giving up. I can't do this. Something is wrong. Yep, something is wrong and it's in your head. And I want to talk about the major misconceptions that I'm seeing and give my thoughts on them. But the first thing I want to do is give you guys a real look at my consistency over the years. And this is not putting me on a pedestal. Let me tell you, my progress has been anything but linear. I have had months. Hear me. I have had months of working hard and not making progress. And if at that point, doing the work and killing myself in the gym and eating really clean and not making progress, if I had said, ugh, this doesn't work, I'm done, I quit, guess what? I wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't have lost the weight that I lost. I wouldn't have this podcast. I wouldn't have the opportunity to meet so many of you and help you reach your goals, right? It would have been easy to do that. But instead, I got curious. What is going on? What do I need to change about my workouts? What do I need to change about my food? How can I be more consistent? Not screw it, this sucks, I'm gonna throw in the towel and be less consistent, right? And I say all the time that you should eat foods you love, but I don't say that to tell you that it should be easy. Do you know how many, honestly, probably hundreds, near thousands of times I've said, no thank you, that looks amazing, but no thank you. I've worked my butt off. It doesn't have to be complicated, but that doesn't mean it's easy. If you want beyond average results, you have to do beyond average work. You have to have beyond average consistency. Yeah, I love the food that I eat, but it doesn't mean that I love saying no to ice cream when everybody around me is eating it. It doesn't mean that I always want to go to the gym in the morning. You know how many times I've canceled on my trainer? Once. One time. One time, and I've been working with a trainer for, I don't know, three years consistently. One time I've canceled on my trainer. You know how many times I've wanted to skip my workout? Three times a week, every week for the last 3 years. I mean, I don't wake up every day being like, yahoo, I get to go to the gym and sweat my butt off and push myself really hard. One time I've canceled. So if you want beyond average, people look at my transformation pictures and they're like, oh my God, your motivation is amazing, blah, 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 blah. No, I'm just consistent because I don't want an average life and I don't want average results. And I know that that means that I can't be average. And do you know what average is? Average is, oh yeah, just this once. Oh yeah, there's Halloween candy. I'll just have a couple of pieces. That's average. And there's nothing wrong with that. Listen, I lived that way for most of my life and it's cool. And it took me getting to the point where I was like, I want more for my life. And that's not just gonna come to me. I'm gonna have to work my ass off for it. And you know what? It was freaking worth it. You know what's not worth it? The Halloween candy. You know what's not worth it? The crappy store-bought ice cream that you've had a million times anyway. You know what's not worth it? Laying on the couch when I could go to the gym because I only get one shot at living this life and I want it to be the best that there is. So yeah, you didn't get results for a few weeks. Something is wrong and it's in your head because it doesn't come easily. It doesn't come easily. And so the self-indulgent inconsistency, the indignant inconsistency of, oh, it's just a few pieces of chocolate a few times a week. Well, guess what? If that's it, if that's all you're doing and everything else is dialed in, try a week without it and see what happens. Does it mean that something else doesn't have to be dialed in too? Maybe not. I don't know. But try that. Try getting more consistent than you've ever been. If you want results that you've never got, try doing something that you've never done. And try being more consistent than you've ever been. And yeah, I'm fired up because I get what's on the other side. And I get the intense mental anguish of, I want this and I just screwed it up. And I want this and I just screwed it up. And I want this and I just screwed it up. And why do I keep doing this to myself? So stop. Just stop. Be more consistent than you've ever been. Be more disciplined than you've ever been. And you'll get results that you've never got, right? What will you get if you look at your lack of results and you give up or you give in? I mean, I think we all know the answer to that, right? Practice removing emotion. Look without emotion at your tracking document and say, all right, so I haven't gotten results. Now let me look at the last 10 days and see what I could improve here. And I do this with my coaching clients. I look back and I go, okay, if we could Monday morning quarterback this week, what things could we have dialed back or eliminated or added to get results? And here's the problem. Some people just don't want to do it. And that's cool, but then let it go. Don't beat yourself up for it. If you're not ready for that degree of consistency, that's okay, but just don't go into the week expecting it, right? And then don't look and go, oh my God, something's so wrong. Like, what the heck? I can't do this. My body's broken. Nope, none of that is true. It's just you need to tweak your approach because it's not working for you right now. So look back over the last 10 days of your tracking document and just without emotion, what could I improve here? I've never seen a case where there wasn't something that could be added or removed or dialed in. It's just a matter of, are you going to do it or are you not going to do it? And the other factor here is stop being entitled when your entitlement is based in falsehood. And what do I mean? I ate clean, so by definition, my body should respond. Well, if you didn't get results, then you didn't do what your body needs. So don't be so entitled to your results when your body isn't lying to you. Your body is telling you, nope, that's not the strategy that you need to do. And there can be two potential problems here. You didn't do the work for long enough, or you didn't do enough work. And what good does it do to go into the, it's not fair, something's wrong with me? It doesn't. It's just negativity and frustration. Like Gary Vaynerchuk said in that piece that I shared with you, if you want to be fit forever, does it serve you to be expecting immediate results? I personally am years into this, and I am still working on my goals. And when I don't want to work on my goals, guess what? I work on my goals anyway. And this doesn't come overnight, but it doesn't come if you quit either. If you want to be average, you'll be average. And if you don't want an average body, then again, you have to make above average choices with above average consistency. And it's not average compared to the rest of the world. It's average compared to what you've been doing. Okay? Now, let's get real. And this will look different for everybody. When I was well over 350, well, not, I was well over 300 pounds. I was closer to 350. I could have one blowout cheat day every week and get results. I would be a total fool to be pissed off right now if my body didn't respond to that same approach, right? Like if I had one blowout cheat day every single week, I would be crazy to be like, what the heck? This used to get me results. Why is my body not responding? This used to work for me. Okay, you're older, your hormones are different, your body is different, and who cares? It doesn't work now. Or to look at the fitness model or the really lean person on Facebook or Instagram and they drink wine a few times a week or they have chocolate more days than not and they're so lean. Okay, so please simplify your life by not thinking that you should be able to do what somebody else does and get the results that they get, because it's just not true. So we can just simplify our lives and remove a lot of unhappiness by acknowledging it's just not true for many reasons. Number one, when we're looking at a lean person, there's a big difference between maintaining your weight and then the conditions required for burning body fat. It's a totally different hormonal environment that needs to be created to burn fat, period. So what they can do to maintain, they're maintaining. They are not burning body fat actively. They are not losing weight, nor is that their goal. So if you try to do what they do and get a different result, you probably won't. You probably won't. Now, the other thing is, lean people and these people we look at and they're like, oh my gosh, they drink wine three times a week. They have chocolate a couple nights a week. Lean people often have healthier metabolisms. And this is in part because of their lean mass, which can increase their metabolic rate. And it also, the lean mass increases their sensitivity to insulin so they can clear blood sugar much more quickly and return to baseline much more quickly. And in most cases, I'm going to go out on a limb and say they're more active than you are. Either they do more work or they work harder, right? In terms of their fitness level. They're either doing more work or their intensity level is higher than yours. So we just can't look at it. And more importantly, is it working for you? You can try it, but it doesn't mean that it's going to work for you. And if it doesn't work for you, don't sort of stomp and say, why does it work for them and not for me? My body's broken. No, it's not. It's just that your body needs a different strategy. I get it, because I used to do this and I used to sabotage myself all the time because I would try and then I would feel like I wasn't rewarded for my efforts and then I would get upset and then when I would get upset, I would eat. So I was creating a even worse situation that led to more frustration that required more work to dig out of and then I would do the wrong kind of work or the work that worked for somebody else or the work that worked for me years ago. Listen, your body is going to give you all the feedback you need. What makes you feel great and burn fat? Great, do that. Do you feel great but you're not burning fat? Awesome. Remove the emotion and look at 10 days and say, what could I have done differently here, right? Maybe for some people, and I see this oftentimes in tracking documents, you've gone a little bit too far with, say, dietary fat. And each of your meals and snacks has multiple fats. Like maybe you have avocado and egg and cheese and cream in your coffee. Probably a little heavy for a meal for most people. Now, that would have represented an improvement to me when I was 300 plus pounds, but not now. So you can't do what you used to do and expect to get the same results. You can't do what you've done before that you couldn't maintain and expect to maintain it. You can't do what somebody else does and expect to look like they look. And I've said this before, if I ate what my trainer eats, does he have a better body than me? Yes. I mean, he has way more muscle. He has a far lower body fat percentage. If I ate what he ate, what he eats every day, I would gain weight warp speed because his body is not my body. If I ate the way some of my colleagues in this space eat, I would gain weight. Why? Because my metabolism is different. Could they be smaller than me, leaner than me, less active than me? Yeah, and so I'm not concerned with what anybody else's body does. I am concerned about what works for my body. And do I have periods of time where my body stops responding? Yes, I do all the time. And it would be so easy to beat myself up. In fact, the other day, I think just yesterday, I posted how I had a really crappy day at the gym. I went in for my normal workout time. I got a normal for me night's sleep. As soon as I walked in the door, I was like, whoa, I am all of a sudden ravenously hungry. It was like I was hit over the head with a hunger club. It came out of nowhere. I wasn't hungry on the drive. I walked in the door and I was like, I want to eat my shirt. Like, I was starving. So I kind of shrugged it off. And then I went and I was doing deadlifts, and they were pretty heavy, about 80% of my max. And I had to do 5 sets of 5 reps, right? And it felt really heavy. And it was heavy. It was a lot of weight. It was a couple hundred pounds. But typically it wouldn't feel that heavy. It just felt hard, right? Then I was supposed to do 2 6-minute AMRAPs, as many rounds as possible workouts, right after that. And for the first time in my life, I said to my trainer, what bars do you have here? I need to eat something. First of all, I've never eaten mid-workout. Second of all, I go into a workout with the same amount of fuel every other day and it's fine. Third of all, if I'm going to eat a bar, I certainly wouldn't have eaten the bars that he had there. It was way more carbs and sugar than I would have had at any other time. But I was ravenous, and I knew that I wouldn't be able to perform in my other workouts. Like, I felt awful. And so I stopped the workout, had half the bar, and then finished the workouts. But I felt, I wasn't tired. I wasn't sick. I just had no get up and go, no horsepower. I was just like, whoa, I felt like my legs were made out of lead. I felt like I was doing burpees in quicksand. I mean, honestly, it was like somebody had put resistance bands and tied me to the floor. It felt awful. But, you know, it would have been really easy in the past to go, wow, I am not as fit as I thought. I am a fat ass. Everybody around here can move faster than I can move. What is wrong with me? Oh my God. And beat myself up. And instead I was like, I need to go back and look at my document. Like, what did I eat yesterday? What did I not eat yesterday? How much sleep did I get last night? What is going on? What can I do differently today to not feel this way tomorrow? And so I adjusted accordingly. That is productive. Going and saying, oh, I feel like crap. That was a terrible workout. And now I'm in a bad mood. And since I'm in a bad mood, I'm going to stop at the grocery store on the way home and I'm going to get ice cream. That's what I used to do. So I get it. This is not coming from a critical place. This is coming from a place of, hey, if nothing changes, nothing changes. And if this has been your routine and if this is how you operate, I want to help you operate differently so you can get different results. I don't want you to think, what the heck? I'm doing this. It worked for so-and-so. So-and-so's lost 20 pounds. Listen, what they do has nothing to do with you. Run your own race. Run your own race. And if you are somebody who keeps sabotaging yourself and you don't understand why, I get that. I used to do that. I wanted it so bad. I was so devastated every day waking up obese, waking up embarrassed to look in the mirror, showering in the dark, getting dressed in the dark, avoiding every mirror. It was awful. It was awful. I avoided social obligations. It was terrible. And yet, I would overeat. How could I want to change so bad and then go and eat 2 baskets of chips at the Mexican restaurant and stop for ice cream on the way home? Why? I didn't understand. So I get it if that's where you are, but get clear on what you want. What do you want more? What holds more value to you? And ask yourself, if I make this choice, how am I going to feel about it in an hour, right? Because guys, if you want to change, then you have to change, right? You have to do things differently. You can't go on this cycle of like, what the heck? I had a great week and the scale hasn't moved. So what? Either you didn't do the right things or you didn't do them for long enough. Period. Don't get all wrapped up in the negativity and the judgment. You just didn't do the right things or you didn't do them for long enough. And, you know, I want to offer to you guys, if you are in this place where it is emotional for you, and there is this emotional eating, and there are these self-limiting beliefs of, I'm fat, I can't do this, something's wrong with me, I get how tough that is to overcome. I get it because I lived it. And then I put together a course on the strategies I use to pull myself out of that, because I didn't have podcasts to listen to. I mean, if podcasts exist, I didn't know they existed. I didn't have a coach. I just had a lot of failure. And so I put together this course on overcoming emotional eating and self-limiting beliefs because I understood that that was the crux. I was focusing on the food, but it wasn't about the food. It was about the emotion. It was about the self-sabotage. It was about the doubt. So anyway, if you feel like that's enough and you're over it and you want something better for your life and you want something better for your body and you want something better for your health, typically the emotional eating course is $97. I've brought it down as low as $49 for you guys in the past for other promotions and stuff like that. If I could give it to you for free, I would, and I can't because I have to buy my own groceries because, you know, fueling my body is important to me. But if you use the coupon code ENOUGH, and I will link in the show notes over on primalpotential.com, if you use the coupon code ENOUGH, ENOUGH, like I've had enough because I had enough, you can get in for $39 lifetime access. I'm in there. If you have questions, if there's something you feel like doesn't address your challenge, tell me and I'll help you. I believe without a shadow of a doubt that those of you who have gone through the course and those of you who have emailed me know how sincerely I care. This podcast is not coming from a place of anger. It's coming from a place of desperately wanting to help you through the stuff that has held you back for so long. Right? And I know that I can help you do that, especially with this course on dealing what the real issue is, right? It's not always about the food. Sometimes it's about our head because we know what we should do and yet we make other choices. So anyway, this course that I put together, I go through it myself every month because I need the reminders. And I know most people that are in it do the same thing. They repeatedly go through it. Use the coupon code ENOUGH. You're in there forever for $39. I'll link to it in the show notes over at primalpotential.com. If you're confused about it, shoot me an email. If you have questions about it, shoot me an email. I want to help. I want to help you get through this, and I want to help you not fall into these traps that I see all the time in my inbox. I want to help. All right, so what I ate yesterday? Coffee. And then, like I told you, I had half of a protein bar in the middle of my workout, and then I had the other half on the way home. And then I had some bison marinara, like, you know, spaghetti sauce with ground meat. It was ground bison over spaghetti squash, and I had that with a salad. And then I had a burger without the bun and sweet potato fries. I was intentionally trying to eat more because I had had a rough day at the gym. So anyway, if you guys have questions, if you feel stuck, if you're pissed off about this episode, shoot me an email. I can take it. Let's hear from you. My email is elizabeth@primalpotential.com, and I really, genuinely, sincerely want to hear from you. So now I need to take a shower because I need to get to the gym, and I love you guys. I really do. I love you guys, and I sincerely want to help. Have a really great day.